you know, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble for using this analogy. It's a terrible one to use, but it's the equivalent of like ordering a hit, but not being the one holding the gun. So it's very, very easy for state leaders to make sure that those increases happen, but those increases happen at the local level. So they're not the one looking like they're raising taxes. They're not the ones who are actually paying for it. So you're forcing the rates to go up. You're forcing the property taxes to go up. But come election time, you go and you say, listen, I didn't raise the income tax. I didn't raise the sales tax. We've held the line on spending. Those types of things, it's disingenuous, but it's politics.
You're hearing from Joe DeLong, who is the executive director and CEO of CCM, the Connecticut Conference of Municipalities, which is not a partisan group. This is a group that we turn to a lot because they represent all 169 municipalities in the state, and it gives a voice to all towns and cities about local matters. And so Joe was talking about ECF's funding. ECS funding is something that has not been touched in the state of Connecticut since 2013. And when you talk about affordability and what is the best way to attack it, there's obviously different ideas around it depending on your political party or political stance. But we're in a legislative session right now, and overwhelmingly, ECS funding continues to be brought up. The reason I brought up this clip from Joe DeLong was not to get him in trouble, but I think he says something that the average Connecticut resident does not understand. When you see an education budget cut consecutively, year after year, even if you vote in different leaders, different parties, and you continue to see things like taxes go up, and you think it is your local leader doing that, that's not necessarily true. ECS funding not being touched for over a decade has had a great impact on pretty much every community in Connecticut. But we're especially hearing from leaders in Fairfield County on both sides of the aisle. I have personally heard from people off the air in communities like Milford, Stratford, Fairfield, really all over, saying that if we don't adjust the ECS funding, we're going to continue to get blamed for education budget cuts and taxes needing to go up. And ironically enough, on his way to Hartford, I had a phone call with First Selectman of the town of Monroe, Terry Rooney, and I was calling to talk about the Aquarion press conference that was happening this week, which he was attending and he was speaking at. But we ended up talking more about this exact problem. So I wanted to welcome him to the show because I think his story is a good one, and one that I think will resonate with a lot of other leaders and hopefully lead residents to reach out to their state reps and state senators to urge them to adjust the ECS funding. Terry, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for your time.
Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Honestly, I hate to be flippant, but better than you. Your story yesterday kind of broke my heart. Do you mind sharing with people, you don't have to go into too many details, but what has happened in the town of Monroe regarding education funding?
Yeah, so if you go back to the beginning of this story, I think it really stems from COVID, right? You know, COVID, our growth hit the gas. I look at it like a gas pedal. We hit the gas. We grew significantly in a short period of time, our population, because you had a migration because of that illness. That stimulated some funding to help municipalities during that time. During that time, a lot of municipalities used that funding to offset their budgets and the costs associated with COVID and things that it affected. Well, that money ran out. And what's happening is the education budgets are going up every year. And towns are now forced to use their reserve to offset that. The increases that are going up in education and using the reserve both are not sustainable. So we look at what are the driving costs, and ECS is a big one, a big part of that. Like you said, since 2013, the state is not invested in that any longer. And a lot of, when I was young, people would say, we're applying for state for this. If they had a child that needed assistance, it was the state was going to help, the state was going to help. And what that gentleman said prior is absolutely true. The state has mandated normal state programs into the local municipalities, and it's put a lot of stress on us financially. So all local leaders, and regardless of party, are experiencing this. Around me, I mean, I've seen Trumbull, I think, Norwalk, New Canaan. You know, who would think New Canaan was making a change in their education budget moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, I'm hearing it, too. I mean, I live, obviously, in the city of Milford, for Selectman Rooney, and when I was talking off air, you know, casually, because I talked to Mayor Rich Smith pretty frequently, not just for the job, and obviously just because I live in Milford, he was saying that it's a disaster. You know, and I have to tell you, from Milford's standpoint, we have flip-flopped now from Democratic leadership to Republican leadership back to Democratic. Now, I do understand part of what happened in November was because of the national story for the Republican Party. But I do also know for Milford, we had record turnout. Stratford was another one where this came down to a lot of local issues was why people went to the polls. And I can tell you from gauging Milford residents, especially parents, the budget, that was the biggest problem for Milford residents. That was one of the biggest issues that fell on the lap of Tony Genitasio. Now, you don't have to like the guy or think he does great or agree with his politics or anything like that. But that solely fell on him. Not even the Board of Ed, not the Board of Finance, not the Board of Aldermen. It fell on the mayor. And what's interesting is, so we have new leadership. And again, good, bad, or indifferent, we have new leadership in Milford. But he is saying that we're probably going to have to see taxes go up. There's a very good chance of it. And we're probably not going to have the education budget we all would like to see. So it again is, and he wasn't really highlighting that, oh, this just came from the prior administration. This has kind of been an ongoing issue for many, many years. So he, too, has sort of hinted that ECS funding is a huge problem.
I mean, it is. Absolutely. You know, we can talk about it till we're blue in the face. It's an issue. The mandates that come from Hartford are absolutely an issue. They really stress, you know, our families in these towns. And, you know, right now there's a lot of push to change that. And I hopefully, our superintendent of schools sent testimony yesterday in regards to SB 7. Hopefully some of those leaders, you know, have an impact. When you're hearing from superintendents, when you're hearing from both sides of the aisle, hopefully there's a reaction because it does need to change. But Melissa, you know what? I think as leaders, I think the most painful thing is the community and how they handle this.
We're chatting with Monroe First Selectman Terry Rooney, and we were just talking about ECS funding. We do know lawmakers are considering an increase to the education funding for the first time since 2013. In fact, this week, more than 300 people signed up to speak in front of the Education Committee, specifically on a bill for education equity, which does tie into ECS funding. Some of those advocating for the increase included mayors, superintendents, educators, and students, and a lot of them from Fairfield County. So I wanted to give a real life example. And I was on the phone with First Selectman Rooney. He was on his way up to Hartford to talk about something totally separate. Another local issue that has a lot of bipartisan opposition, which is the Aquarion deal, which we could talk about later on in the show. But we were talking about the backlash that you have been facing, it sounds like, in regards to residents being upset with the education budget. Do you mind sharing that, Terry?
Yeah, no, not at all. It's freedom of speech, right? It's America. People have the right to say whatever they want, and I welcome it. I welcome it. I welcome my community. I, you know, other municipal leaders do the same. We make our budgets around the needs, right? You know, when I got into office, it was the roads are bad. Okay, so let's look into what we can do to do that. We put a couple maintainers on, and now we're paving our own roads. You know, then we had complaints about speeders. We listened to that. We looked at it. We did analysis through UConn. We could have used a couple new law enforcement officers. We did that. I'm responsive to the community. I listened to them. This budget process with us is a five-month process. So a lot of times you get these budgets out early. You have to get them out early. You don't have complete information. So it's a process as we go through. And people are startled when they see the original budget. But we have a job as municipal leaders to move our towns and cities forward in a fiscally responsible way. Now, fiscally responsible can mean something different to different people. But in a conservative town, we don't want taxes to go up too much. We know they have to, unfortunately, with inflation and things that are going on. I have a goal of a low mill rate. It's very hard to reach. And we're just trying to do that. We're trying to do it reasonably. And we want to fund education and we want to fund everything else. Everybody needs to be funded. Every department, police, fire, The library, every office, planning and zoning, inland wetlands, DPW, these are all part of the equation. And this ECS funding really hurts that equation because it leaves such a gap that we have to pay, or such a amount of money that we have to pay, that when you put these budgets together, you're not getting anything that you really want. As a first selectman, I'm not putting things in that I really want to do to move the town forward. I'm just reacting to the bills.
What have your residents said about it, Terry?
They're very upset. They're very upset. Listen, you're talking about families, mothers and fathers. They love their children, So it bothers them. It's a very emotional thing for them. And I understand that. But it's also very hard to make a budget just based on emotion. We have to be fiscally smart, or else we could bankrupt the town. You keep using reserve to offset these budgets, and you eventually go bankrupt. And then it's just on the burden of the taxpayers completely. We offset these budgets every single year with fund balance. And to be honest with you, every year I've been in office, we've had money returned. We've had leftover. We've had residual money with the Board of Education budget. So it's not as extreme as people think, but I do understand the concern, and I do understand how much they love their kids. And, I love their kids. I love them.
Yeah, but do you feel like you've been mischaracterized because of this?
I think it just comes out of passionate beliefs. I think this is a little bit of tribalism. I think it's normal when people believe in the same thing, they gather and they speak up. And I think that's a good thing. I think that's how, as municipal leaders, we can make decisions in our communities. Sometimes our communities change. What people want changes. So people speaking up is a good thing. It's a positive thing. It's helpful for us to make decisions moving forward, but they also simultaneously need to understand and try to be empathetic to the situations that all these towns are in. Once again, this is not just a Monroe thing. And I think people are starting to realize, because of individuals like you and CCM speaking of it, they're starting to realize that this is the case a little bit. And hopefully, as the message gets out, people start to understand. As my budget process goes through, people start to understand. Hopefully it works out. We'll certainly make sure that the children are the last affected, right? So we want to be very concerned about the programs and things that they really enjoy aren't removed. But at the same time, once again, we just have to stay very fiscally sharp with this. And I have to deal with the burden of the public outcry, and the thing is, you deal with this situation, the public outcry for a reduction of an increase in education. I still did increase it $2 million. And then once that's over, you get the public outcry to increase taxes. I'm in the office and I talk to all age groups, so I understand the dynamic of the entire town.
So, Terry, unfortunately, because we've run out of time, I do think that this is a really great conversation to have, especially as you mentioned, education budgets are going through for, most municipalities. I know we have kind of waiting in the wings. At some point, we're having Fairfield, Bridgeport, Norwalk, Milford, the superintendents coming on to talk about what their budgets look like. And I think, to your point, it is great to speak up, but I think if we're going to speak up locally, we should also take that anger to Hartford. And so if you're somebody at home who's not happy with the education budget, I would also recommend going to your state reps and state senators and saying, hey, I've heard a lot about this ECS funding. Where do you stand on it? I would really like to push to not have another massive education budget cut and to see my taxes go up. And it sounds like ECS funding has an awful lot to do with that. Where do you stand on that? Pressure Hartford as well. It's great to pressure at the local level. I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm not telling you to feel bad for people like Terry Rooney. But what I am saying is that if you're going to have that anger at the local level, please also bring it up to Hartford, because there are actual conversations going on up there where lawmakers can effectively put funding into ECS, but they haven't for well over a decade. And it is impacting your taxes, and it is, in fact, impacting your education budgets as well. So if we're fighting for the kids and we're fighting for the teachers and we're fighting for that, then make sure you're taking the fight also to the state level. Terry Rooney, I want to thank you for what you do, and thank you so much for giving us the time and being candid here on WICC. We really appreciate it.